Well, I think all children should get it. I've been voting for it for myself, for my 11-month-old daughter, with no luck. And it's a shame that basically another child had to die for it to get all spread all over the news again. And to me, they'll forget to do it better again in a few weeks. But I think all children should be able to have it free of charge.
And what's been the fight, the struggle? Why hasn't it been straightforward for Georgie to get it?
Because she's obviously just missed it by about a month.
To know that you've missed that deadline that's been imposed out of your control, given your experiences with Tommy, I mean, what does that do to you?
It kills me really bad. When Georgie's bad, I'm like a nervous wreck. I mean, Georgie, I will get Georgie and Tommy vaccinated, but to have them both done, you're talking like £600. And right now, I just ain't got the money.
So awful to have to... Not everyone can find hundreds and hundreds of pounds that, you know, that is just not in their budget of things to do, is it? I mean, not everyone could do that.
No, precisely. And it ain't fair. What that people, you know, who... It's basically about money again, ain't it? Yeah. That if you got the money, you can have the vaccine. And it's ain't fair. It shouldn't be about that. It should be about the child, and they could say the devastating things of what... You know, what many Georgie's does to you. I mean, our family has been completely devastated, and it is ongoing and continuing. It ain't just what happens there and then, it's for life.
And some people might not have too much awareness about what meningitis can do. Obviously, you've had personal experience of it. You must have also done research because of that. So what, you know, what terrible effects can this disease have?
Well, in my own experience, Tommy has obviously lost parts of all four limbs. He's due to have... He's got a through the knee amputation, above the knee amputation. He's got a still now Lewis, his other knee, above the knee. So it's constantly... It's all his life, really. The mental effects and everything. I mean, when one of my children are bad, especially Georgie, it makes me really ill, really.
And so this is ongoing now with Tommy. You're talking about further operations. When might they be?
So when we're going to the hospital this afternoon, and they will say, obviously, it's just like bringing it all back again, more amputations. It's like a doctor says to me, from the outside, people see Tommy as, oh, he's had a meningitis, he's all right, but they don't realise what it does to the insides of the body. All Tommy's graft plates have gone, and that's why he's bones are not growing. That's why he needs other amputations.
And do you feel, I mean, this petition now has 5,700, over 500,000 signatures we're at. It's going to get many more, I'm sure. How do you feel about that level of support out there from people who have gone on and signed it?
I think it's brilliant, but I still think it should... It still took another child to lose his life, ain't he? Yeah, and it shouldn't have had to take this. But, you know, I just want people to carry on signing the petition. I've myself emailed, you know, the NHS. I've had emails back saying, you know, Georgie's missed the deadline and can't have it.